Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1056, for Saturday, October 11th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Tumbling 8 positions from 12 to 20, Battle of Hoth, by Richard Borg and Adrian Martineau, published by Days of Wonder, with 14,711 views. That is a decline of 5,495, or 27% from last week, but it is nearly 1,000 more than last week's number 20. Following it down 8 spots from 11 to 19, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 15,111. 400 more than Battle of Hoth, a decline of 29%. After 2 weeks at number 17, down 1 to 18, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 15,241, 130 more than Slay the Spire, a gain of 3.3%, but down one spot. Last week's number 1 falls all the way down to number 17, Dogs of War, by Paolo Mori, published by Play to Z, with 15,532, about 300 more than Brass and a 74% decline. This marks the 102nd time a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time just a couple of weeks ago with The Old King's Crown. Sliding 3 to 16, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 18,203, 2,700 more than Dogs of War, a 3% gain, down 3 positions to the lowest position it has seen since December 4th, 2021. Which was the last time it was not in the top 30, nearly 4 years ago. It's also the third time in the last 4 months it has been at this lowest position, number 16. Re-entering at number 15, Underwater Cities, Data Era, by Vladimir Suchi, published by Delicious Games, with 18,295, just 92 more than Ark Nova. After 1 week back in the top 10, at number 10, back down 4 to 14, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 18,730, about 450 more than Underwater Cities expansion, a decline of 15%. After 2 weeks back in the top 10, at 7 and 6, down to 13, Nemesis Retaliation, by Adam Kwapinski, published by Awaken Realms, with 19,931, 1,200 more than Arcs, a decline of 18%. And after 3 weeks back in the top 10, last week at number 5, down 7 to 12, Galactic Cruise, by TK King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kins and Key Games, with 21,344. 1,400 more than Nemesis, a decline of 24%. And after a 54-week run in the top 10, the last 2 weeks at number 9, down 2 to 11, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 22,864, 1,500 more than Galactic Cruise, a gain of 1.2%, but it's a very competitive week. There are, in fact, 7 new entries in the top 10. That's a lot. This is the fourth time it's happened in the last year and a half. Really only a handful of times, other times it's happened, and that was 10 years ago, back in 2015. The record, the highest mark is 8, but 7 is still very unusual. We've heard from several of the games falling out, from 9 to 11, SETI, from 5 to 12, Galactic Cruise, from 6 to 13, Nemesis Retaliation, from 1 or 10 to 14, ARX, from 1 to 17, Dogs of War, also from 7 to 66, Container, and from 8 to 82, Calypso. I'll also mention here that this week down at number 68 is Quax, formerly known as the Quacks of Quedlinburg, which this week crossed the 3 million plateau. And right behind it at number 69 for the week is Endeavor Deep Sea, which has cracked the 1 million mark. Number 10, Origin Story by Jamie Stegmeier and Pete Wissinger, published by Stonemeyer Games with 24,881. 2,000 more than SETI, about 3,000 more than last week's number 10, expanding out the gap between 10 and 20 to just over 10,000 views, which during these last few months that I've been paying attention to that gap, this is the largest gap I remember seeing. Origin Story is a, quote, competitive, tableau-building, trick-taking game, unquote, themed around creating a superhero. Number 9, Railway Boom by Hisashi Hayashi, published by Arclight Games, with 27,502, 2,600 more than Origin Story, and more than triple what it had last week. This is the second edition of Railway Boom, originally a 2022 game released in Japan. It is set during the Meiji Restoration in the 19th century, where players balance, quote, players balance resource management with the growth of their railways, developing railroads, connecting various cities across Japan, unquote. And despite the fact that it is a train game, I don't believe it is an 18XX style game. Number 8, Magical Athlete by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 29,695, 2,200 more than Railway Boom, a decline of 29% after spending its first 2 weeks at number 3. It loses 5 positions. Often I'll talk about, you know, the grouping of games within the list, and we'll see large gaps and then a bunch of games grouped kind of closely together. Well, we certainly heard a large gap back at Ark Nova's position at number 16, having 2,700 more than the game behind it. But really, what we've been seeing these last few positions is just big gaps between each position. Nemesis Retaliation at 13 had 1,200 more. Galactic Cruise, 1,400. SETI, 1,500. Origin Story, 2,000. Railway Boom, 2,600. Now Magical Athlete, 2,200. That's pretty unusual. Everybody is really locked into their position. Number 7, Vantage by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 29,838. Here, of course, is your exception. Just 143, more than Magical Athlete, a gain of 1.4%, but it loses 3 positions to fall out of the top 5 after, I forgot to notate how long that was. Well, this is its 19th week in the top 10. I think it had a week or two here and there, or popped in, maybe 3. So I'm going to say it's something like 15 weeks that it spent in the top 5. Number 6, Sweet Lands by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchibakoya, with 31,727, 1,900 more than Vantage and more than quintuple what it had last week. The setting of Sweet Lands is, quote, a kingdom of delightful confections, unquote, in which the king has died from eating too many delightful confections. Players will be building a city. It is referred to as a heavy Euro game, has over 200 cards, well over 400 tokens. You develop cities, and you advance on tracks. Number 5, The Druids of Idora by Stefan Felt, published by Aliyah and Ravensburger with 32,357. Here is another close, narrow gap, only 630 between these two games. This is another debut. Sweetlands was a debut also. Railway Boom and Origin Story were also debuts. There are actually six of these seven games that are debuts. I guess I should have mentioned that at some point. This Stefan Feld game is a strategic dice placement game. The setting is building and navigating a magical forest. Number four, Don't Starve, the board game, by Rafal Piaschinski, published by Glass Cannon Unplugged with 37,748, 5,400 more than The Druids of Edora. It is based on a video game series, quote, mechanisms highlighting player choice, dynamic combat, crafting, and open world exploration, unquote. They also refer to the art as being whimsical. Number three, Secret Societies by S.J. MacDonald, published by Garfield Games, with 46,875. More than 9,000 better than Don't Starve. Don't Starve, of course, was a debut. Secret Societies is the highest of our six debuts. Quote, over seven rounds, you will gain income, bid for deeds, deploy agents, start projects, make investments, and seek to control conferences, unquote, with the goal of trying to control the world. Its Kickstarter project has over $80,000 pledged. Number two, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games with 48,348, about 1,500 more than Secret Societies, a 19% decline, but it still holds on to the number two position for the second week in a row and the fourth time in the last 5 weeks. This is also Fate of the Fellowship's 20th week in the top 10, making it the 55th game to reach that mark. It is also the longest running of the games in the top 10. It is at 20 weeks. Vantage is at 19. The game at number one is a re-entry in its fifth week. Magical Athlete, its third, and the rest are debuts. That's the fewest weeks we've had for a longest-running game since the all-time mark was set back in April of 2024 by Castles of Burgundy, the special edition, in its 11th week and longest-running in the top 10 that week. Number 1. The Old King's Crown by Pablo Clark, published by Eerie Idle Games, with 75,443, 27,000 more than Fate of the Fellowship, and 898% more than it had last week. That's good enough for number 79 on the most views of all time list. It is the third week at number one for the Old King's Crown, and it's, as I said, fifth week overall in the top 10. Over its last 3 weeks, it has gone from, well, number one to number 11, to somewhere in the 60s position range, all the way now back up to number one, as it is now arriving to backers. For Saturday, October 11th, 2025.